Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell. Welcome you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. The other day, I was going through my appointment book and realized that I had to turn a page, which meant the end of October and the beginning of November. And for some reason or other, well, I know perfectly well why, that always catches my attention because November is the 11th month, and I remember my mother and father always talking about being at the 11th hour, ready to step into something new or to face something dark. But it got me to thinking about the time that has gone. Where has it all gone? I try to remember back in the summer, the spring, and I marvel at how it is so quickly passed into the memory. Oh, there were times during those days when I wondered why time was passing so slowly. I think you have all shared that experience, especially in visiting particular members of professions. But it also brought to mind something that St. Peter said in his second letter about forgetting the gift of time, that gift that God has given us to understand who we are, where we are going, where we should be. And along with understanding that gift of time, we sometimes forget the patience of God, how he does over a particular period wait for us, to awaken us to where we are, what we are doing with that gift that he has granted us. And I started to remember. I remembered a line that occurs in Psalm 90, in which the psalmist says to God, "Teach us to count our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart." Teach us to count our days aright. And I first thought of those days long ago when I was in my late teens, early 20s, in college and in graduate school, in which time seemed to stretch almost to infinity ahead of me. And I thought I had all the time in the world. And in fact, I remember thinking that passing 40 was probably like entering the doorway to old age. But teaching us to account our days aright. Now, I think in considering the passage of time, inevitably leads us to a consideration of our memories, how we go over the past, what do we clearly remember, and why do we remember them more clearly than other events? What is it in those memories that touched us and impressed our minds and hearts deeply, and perhaps changed our lives, although it is only in later retrospect that we come to understand how powerful these impressions were and how powerful was that moment that has stuck so clearly in our memories. Some such memories that still are with us so clearly may surprise us, for they are not world-class events. I suspect in the scheme of things, they may seem very small, very unprepossessing. But as I went back and just allowed memories to come to the fore, I was surprised by what I remember so clearly. I remember Miss Bauer's geometry class and her ability to draw a perfect circle on the blackboard. And it became a sign of how, in that class, I was awakened not only to the wonder and excitement of mathematics, but to a way of thinking, of putting things together, of offering a proof. When you first entered her class in the beginning of the semester, She looked extraordinarily formidable. But over time, you began to appreciate her and what she gave. Now, I probably would not be able to reconstruct any particular proof that I learned in that class. But I did learn how to think, how to appreciate the rational approach that the good Lord has given us, and to awaken a sense of thankfulness for the gift of that teacher. And then I remembered the fact of celebrating the Feast of Corpus Christi in Munich, Germany, when I was living in Germany as a graduate student doing work on my dissertation. It was the first time that I lived for any extended period in a Catholic culture. I remember that it was a state holiday as well as a feast day of the church. All of the government buildings were decorated for this procession through the streets of Munich, and how it awakened the sense of belonging and a common purpose of expressing a common faith and in the marvel of those festivities. I remembered as well a conversation I had with a fellow graduate student about what it means to witness to Jesus Christ. I suppose it was a passing conversation, but I can almost hear the sound of his voice as we spoke about this witnessing and the profundity of his own particular faith. These may seem minor, such as the first time that I heard a recording made of Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, the noted soprano, singing Richard Strauss's Four Last Songs, which still moves me very deeply. But you know, our Lord said that a man who is trustworthy in the small things, who can grasp them and remember their meaning, will be entrusted with greater things in his life. For I began to recognize about those events, their power to change my perceptions and expectations. Now, my dear friends, we are now approaching the end of the liturgical calendar. And very soon we will begin a whole new cycle of celebration of the feast of our faith. And it may be a time to consider the final days and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when these events occur, and we know not when, how will the time that was given us speak for us before the Lord? And we might realize even more clearly and starkly how it was the seemingly small things that most defined our days and our hopes and the way we made choices. I remember reading a passage from the letter of James, who was very concerned how, in fact, you live a life appropriate to a Christian. And how, in fact, you gain that wisdom of heart that the psalmist asked for when the Lord would allow him to count his days aright. And St. James says, the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the good Lord grants all of us those moments in our lives that can be life-changing, but appear to be such small events. The problem is that we are not prepared for them. The problem is that our hearts and minds are only awakened by some dramatic or large event that we might pass through without fully understanding what is happening. But it is those small moments of insight, those moments that stirred our hearts and opened our minds, that allows us to realize the precious gift of time and how, in fact, as we pass the rest of our days, the way that we wish to spend that time, the choices that we make, become all the more important because that time is passing. Isn't this, after all, what St. Thérèse of Lisieux was teaching us in her little way? Those daily moments open to great insights. And I think it might be important for us, as we count our days, to practice that traditional habit that was taught to me as a child, of every day at the close of the day to make an examination of conscience. And an examination, really, of the whole of our lives that day. We ask forgiveness of God for our failings and count on His mercy and new beginnings. But we also give Him thanks for the good that we have done and pray that in the days that are allowed us in the future, we may understand those gifts of the small things, that we might count aright the large ones that come our way.